Just like that, Director Jung, looks like Director Yeo might be able to do it. So let's just double check if he's able.
I'm saved by the yo.
Let's make sure he's able to hear us.
Hi, good afternoon. How's everybody? Can you hear me okay?
Sounds good, Director Yeo. We
Okay,
can.
much better than yesterday, huh? Okay. So, yes, good afternoon. And I'm going to call the Orange County Water District's Admin and Finance Issue Committee meeting to order. Today is June 11th. It's 12:01 p.m. And let's get started. Can we please have roll call?
Yes. Roll call, Director Yeo.
Present.
Director Mezquith. Director Mezquith. Okay, looks like she has audio issues. Director Nguyen. Director Jung.
Young's present.
Director Green. Director Wigand. Director Tran.
Present.
Director Meeks.
I'm here.
Director Sheldon. Director Bilodeau.
Bilodeau is here joining as member of the public. Thank you.
Thank you. You do have a quorum of your committee.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, I'm here too, is why I apologize. Thank
Welcome,
you.
Madam Mayor. Okay, so Mr. General Manager, do we have any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Thank you. Any visitors' participation? Let me take a look at the screen. Okay, hearing and seeing none. Sorry, I'm
This
switching.
is Iris Lee with the City of Seal Beach, participating as a
Welcome.
member of the public.
Yes. Will you? I imagine you will be commenting on an item coming up, right? Or
Yes, sir. Yes.
okay. Thank you. Let's see here. All right. Let's go to the consent calendar, which consists of items number 1 through 8. Does anyone wish to pull any items for discussion?
Mr. Chairman, Jung will move the items.
Okay, we have a motion from Director Jung. Anyone wishes to second? I'll second the motion. And before we vote, I just wanted to seek some clarification from Mr. General Manager. Let me see where I'm trying to look, go through my notes here. On the R&R repair needs for money, let me make sure I have the item number. I think it was the $110,000. That's item number 5. If we can go to item number 5, the summary says that you're seeking an additional $110,000. But if you look at the background analysis, paragraph number 3, it says 80,000. Is it 80 or 110?
I'm looking at a hold on, Director Yeo. May hold you.
It should be 110.
Yeah, that may be a typo.
The
Or
correct number is 110. It could be a typo in the staff report, yeah, done in the body.
Okay, just wanted to clarify on that 110 or 80. So it's 110
Yes.
as summarized. Okay. All right, thank you. So we have a motion and a second roll call.
Roll call, Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Mezquith.
Yes.
Director Jung.
Jung's an aye.
Director Tran.
Yes.
Director Meeks.
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, Miss Lee, we address item number 8. Did you have a comment that you wish to make? I'm sorry.
No, thank you very much. I was just here to support and see if there's any questions for me, since this item has been brought to your attention a few times. But thank you very much again for allowing this to go through.
Thank you. And you will still owe us the money,
For sure.
you know?
I'll be there.
Okay,
That's
thank you. Thank you
good.
very much. All right, so let's go to item number 9. That is the pre-audit meeting with auditors for compliance with Auditing Standards Board. Mr. General
Yes.
Manager, yes.
This is the pre-audit meeting with the auditors for compliance with auditing standard number 114. Auditing standard 114 is issued by the Auditing Standards Board, and it's entitled The Auditor's Communication with Those Charged with Governance. And it's intended to provide a framework for effective communication between the auditor and its client in relationship to the fiscal year audit. This auditing standard requires representative board members to meet with the auditor prior to the start of the fiscal year ending 2026 audit. The meeting would consist of approximately a 30-minute meeting with our audit partner, with Davis Farr, Jonathan Foster, and he'd cover relevant audit topics after the August 13th Admin Finance Committee meeting. With 2 to 3 representative directors. Some of the subjects that be considered in this meeting would be audit scope, timing, possibility of risks of material misstatements, and internal control testing approaches. So with that, the recommendation is to select 2 to 3 directors to attend a pre-audit meeting with the auditors after the August 2026 Admin Finance Issues Committee meeting. And that concludes the presentation of this item. So we would need 2 to 3 directors to volunteer for this meeting at the conclusion of the Admin Finance Committee meeting in August.
Okay, thank you, Randy. And this is our second year with this firm, right, Davis Farr?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And so this is for after the August 13th Admin Finance Committee, and I'll volunteer myself. And if I could have maybe an additional one or two directors who can participate along with me, do we
Happy to
have
do it,
any
Mr.
volunteers?
Chair. John.
Okay, thank you very much, Director Jung. Do we need another one just in case?
It would be nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyone?
Nice, but not necessary.
I think the last time we had Director Wagon, right?
I
Oh,
believe so.
Director Tran.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not sure if I'm not good with numbers. That's why I'm a lawyer, with
We're not going through numbers there.
and additions and all of that. But I was thinking, if we're short or we need three, should we bring this up in front of the entire board? Maybe other members when we have
So
a
you're
full board
volunteering.
membership.
Well, we'll go to the full board.
This will go to the full board.
Yeah,
We
up to
can go ahead
you.
with two, and then if somebody else would like to
Okay.
participate,
All right.
yeah. Would you be so kind as to volunteer along with
All
us?
right, I will volunteer. Since the chair asked, I will respectfully volunteer to be a member.
Thank you, Director Tran. So you have the John, you have the names, right? The three of us, and we need a motion for this, right?
Well, this is a matter for consideration, so probably, I mean, yeah, probably that's the cleanest way to do it.
Okay. So,
So moved, sir.
I'll second.
okay. Thank you. And you're clear with the motion, right? What the entails.
That's
Okay.
good.
So we have a motion and a second roll call.
We'll call Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Mezqua.
Yes.
Director Jung.
Aye.
Director Tran.
Yes.
Director Meeks.
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you, and thank you, Directors Tran and Jung. Okay, moving on to item number 10. That's the Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting, 18 years in a row, Randy.
Yes, thank you. So, staff is proud to announce that it has once again been honored with the Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting by the Government Finance Officers Association. This award recognizes the district's comprehensive annual financial report for fiscal year 2025. And it marks the 18th consecutive year that the district has earned this certificate. The award's the highest form of recognition in government accounting and financial reporting. Our finance and accounting team produces an annual consolidated financial report that includes extensive notes, analysis, supplementary information, and data that provides a clear picture of the district's financial health and operation. Receiving the award requires meeting more than 50 pages of criteria and guidance issued by the GFOA. And the award recognizes the hard work and professionalism of the district's accounting and finance team. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Randy. And this is 18 years in a row. Are you on the board, or this is you've been here 18 years, and we're very fortunate that you have led your team in doing all these great things in Orange County Water District to bring our finance in order. And yeah, we have nothing but appreciation to you and your team. I'm sorry, I just ramble on and on. Does anyone wish to comment on this item? Okay, no, thank you so much. Again, appreciate the great work that you and your team do. Let's move on to the next item, which is So I would direct that we place everything on the consent calendar for the upcoming June 17th board meeting. Is that appropriate for the group?
Sounds good.
Okay. Any directors' announcements or reports? Seeing none, Mr. General Manager, any reports?
Just one thing to mention. Fitch completed their annual review of our finances and confirmed our AAA credit rating. So that was another nice thing to have done.
Okay, great. Do you have any plans to borrow any money?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the great news. With that, appreciate it, everybody's participation this afternoon. We are adjourned.